We think we've made it. We think we're there. And then another challenge hits. It's like, okay, we can see this as like, you know, doomsday, like, oh my gosh, I got to keep climbing. Or we can see it as, oh my goodness, there's a higher summit to reach.
So
I can have greater views and I can do greater things and challenge myself a bit more.
Now, along the way, in every challenge that you meet, in every vision and every goal you're trying to reach, there are going to be obstacles. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, duh, right? There's no easy sailing on this deal. You're just not skipping down a path. You've got challenges ahead of you. There are obstacles, and they're going to get in your way. And the question is, what will you do with those obstacles?
Stories stir the soul.
Stories reveal.
And stories heal.
In this podcast, we will give you an inside look at someone who's had a life-changing breakthrough.
Real people, real stories with real breakthroughs. As a health and wellness expert and coach, and Todd as a men's mentor,
we've seen firsthand what God can do when it comes to a breakthrough. So, lean in, listen well. This could be your biggest breakthrough.
Hello, and welcome to Your Biggest Breakthrough. I'm your host, Wendy Pett.
I'm Todd Isburner.
And Todd Isburner, I've missed you. We haven't done an episode together in a while.
Well, Wendy, I've missed you. No, on Your Biggest Breakthrough, we have had some incredible guests, and we have a bunch more lined up.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you and I like to just kind of jump in and do our own in regards to something that we believe would be of value to our listeners. And
definitely.
Our viewers.
And, you know, you're a radio guy, and so you kind of like having your own show, doing your own thing.
I don't have my own show.
You know what I mean? With us.
I just tag along with you.
Oh, right.
In all things in life. No. I tagged along with you climbing a mountain recently.
We did.
I just gave it away.
You did. You gave it away.
Yes, indeed. So today we're going to cover life lessons that can be learned from climbing mountains.
And not just mountains, but a 14er. We did our first 14er.
Yeah, that was something else.
A lot of people have done that, but we needed to check it off the list, and that was awesome. We were inspired, actually.
We were.
By a guest that we had on in episode 162. He was a Navy SEAL. His name was Don Mann.
No, it still is.
Well, it still is.
Yeah, still is Don Mann. He's still around. He's still climbing mountains. So he shared some stories, and one of the stories was that he climbed two 14ers with his nephew. I think he was in his maybe mid-60s.
Yeah, in a day.
So very inspiring. Yeah,
and then went the next day and did the same thing.
Yeah.
So four in 2 days.
That's pretty crazy. So Wendy and I want to just share with you some of the lessons that we learned that we believe will apply all across the board in life. In fact, if you don't relate to any of these lessons learned, then you haven't challenged yourself lately.
Because we're all climbing mountains in some form.
Isn't it the truth?
Fashion.
Every day,
yes, yeah.
In some way or another, there's some mountain that you're trekking up in life. So let's take a look at some of these overarching life lesson principles that we can apply to just anything that we're facing.
Let's do that, Todd.
Okay, so
shall we?
So it obviously starts with a challenge.
Right.
Or a vision or a goal. And maybe you have that and you're just in the beginning stages, or maybe you can relate to goals and visions and things that you've accomplished based on these principles.
But we intentionally went after this challenge. Sometimes people are facing challenges and they didn't intentionally go after them.
That's
so
true.
That's a whole other
topic. That's great.
Right?
Well, these will all apply then for sure. But in setting goals and challenges, I just want to encourage you, if you don't have one, you need to get one.
Yeah,
because you really need to kind of test yourself out, push yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe you're facing some things in life, you're not really viewing it as a challenge or a goal or a mountain to summit, but you should. And maybe that's in the area of, it could be in the area of health and wellness and fitness. Mm-hmm. There's something that you've always, maybe a certain amount of weight you wanted to lose or a certain physical accomplishment that you wanted to go after. Maybe it's something else like career-wise.
Yeah. Or it could be with finances or in a relationship, or
maybe
it can apply anywhere.
Yeah.
But I think really the first thing with a challenge, as far as an intentional challenge, you got to create that vision for it. You know, mm-hmm. I have my patients do like a vision board when it comes to their health and their
they
wellness.
They put little pictures on
it. Well, yeah, it's a little arts and crafts time, but it's important because if you can't actually see it, it's hard to go after it. And so you and I, we actually did research in order to actually see this mountain and feel it and know, okay, this is actually the challenge that's ahead. And so it became more of a real desire for us to go after it.
It sort of grew in size and importance in our lives. And I mean, actually, just to back it up a little ways, a number of months ago, we've always talked about climbing higher mountains. We do like to hike, but we've never done a 14er. And after meeting with, you know, Don Mann, we just thought, you know what, we're going to take on a 14er. So that's 14,000 feet. And it's, in the Rockies. And so we took a look at all of this and discovered that Mount Bierstadt was a reasonable mountain for people like us to go ahead and
climb. For beginners.
Yeah. And yet, as I've talked to others who've climbed Bierstadt, that's a pretty good challenge. So anyway, so we picked the challenge, the goal, the vision, let's climb Mount Bierstadt. Yeah. And then we, as Wendy mentioned, we started to do our homework and, you know, take a look at all of those who've climbed, started to read their reports, started to read about the trails, started to figure out what do we really have to do to make certain that we've got a shot at this.
I will say that you did more research and homework than I did.
Well, I was more scared than you.
Well, no, that's not true. I just think it's a personality thing. You know, I'm kind of just like let's just go for it. And I don't, I'm not really a plan prepper.
Well, no.
Spontaneity is my middle name.
That's the next part of the life lesson.
Can be good or bad.
your personality is color is yellow, which means you're just all, you know, bright, shiny, and all over the place. But obviously, once you have the vision, the challenge, the goal, and you start doing your homework and do the research, well, the next thing is you got to get a plan.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're referring to is we literally had to sort of plan the whole thing out from the timeline to the equipment. Now, when I say equipment, I'm talking about like hiking boots.
And, some poles,
Remember all the time we spent looking at different kinds of electrolytes
we
could take.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. It's all part of making the plan. We had to make certain that we were really getting ready. And then we had to move into sort of that training period.
And this is why we're good for each other. Because
I do it all and then she follows me.
And I didn't train. Like I just
I didn't train because I don't have to.
No, that's
I'm
not
in
it.
Shape.
No, that's not it. I think it's foolish not to train.
Oh,
it really is.
Yes. Thank you.
It's foolish not to train.
Why,
and so
why
I was
didn't
foolish.
You train?
I don't know. I felt like it was fine.
You
I'm
figured
good.
If I needed to, I'd carry you on my back. So I actually did go into
several
weeks of training, stepped up the cardio because I don't like cardio that much. So we've got this big
hill
in the back of our yard. It goes down into the woods.
I mean, I did my more weighted walks.
You did,
weighted
yes. We were wearing weight vests.
I did more of that, yeah.
Trying to get our bodies prepared. Now, the one thing we couldn't do is we could not acclimate to a higher altitude. Because once you start taking it, first of all, when you start in Colorado alone, it's 5,000 feet higher than where we are. And then we got up to the base of where we're going to, and that was about 8,000. But we just didn't have enough time to really get our bodies used to sucking such little oxygen at 14,000 feet.
Yeah. And they say it takes about a good 2 weeks, actually. So we were only there maybe, 4 or 5 days before. But I mean, it's fine.
But it's all part of, you know, again, in whatever challenge that you're facing, you want to know what you're up against. You want to make certain you've done your research, your homework.
Don't
that you're
be
making,
foolish.
Yeah.
Make a plan.
You're
do
making
your
a plan, and then you're starting to move into that plan, you know, as you make preparation to summit your own mountain in life, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And once you're at that point, it's easier for you to really make the commitment because you've done your sort of your basics and you're saying to yourself, okay, this is going to stretch me. This is going to be harder than I thought, but I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to go after this. I'm going to get it done. And there's no going back.
No going back. So let's put this in perspective when it comes to say your weight loss. Okay. So you have to have a plan, of course. And there's got to be this kind of mindset of this is what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm determined to do this and have that why, that deep rooted why that is really great, that will propel you to that summit. And so that's a big piece of the puzzle.
It's a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Or, you know, having that vision board is important, laying out the plan, what you're going to be eating for each week, prepping the meals, knowing when you're going to have exercise on your calendar, making sure you are your most important appointment. Those are examples. But like even with finances, you know, having the foundation, like you said, like taking a Dave Ramsey course or something like that and start learning how to, you know, have your little envelopes. And I mean, you know, you start to have kind of the basics in place and then you can build upon that. So that's the prepping that we're talking about. And that's the planning that it takes to start to reach the summit.
You can't do it without that. I mean, right. you really sometimes can't. You can wing it and hit a goal, but the reality is if you really think this through and you're really serious about it, and as Wendy said, if you really have this why, I have to do this because, and then you fill in the blank, because of the changes that it will make in my life. Mm-hmm. So again, back to making the commitment. When Wendy and I got out there, part of our preparation was we drove the day beforehand to the base of the mountain to kind of look things over. And then the day that we arrived, and we were pretty much ready and set, you know, it's time to go. But yeah. I stood there at the base, and you could see where the summit is. And looks to me, it looked like just miles and miles away. Like how we were going to get up there. You couldn't see anybody on the trail. By the way, this is all above the tree line. So there were no trees. It was just nothing but rock. But we had made the commitment. And I said to myself, you're going to do this thing, like it or not, you're going to go through with it.
Because I'm not carrying you. Come on, I can't.
There's no going back on this thing. So we started out, and the first thing that we noticed is that there were trail markers, which is great, because when you're on an unfamiliar trail, you got to know, like, where's the next place I go? And then you and I got lost.
Yeah, which is
because Wendy was not paying attention the trail markers, and we drifted off the trail. No. And now we've got people following us.
Following us, you guys,
the trail,
like a whole bunch of like Boy Scouts or something, weren't they? Like some like boys group,
some kind. And of they're like, youth group
hi ho, off to work we go with their little backpacks. And
they weren't
they're
singing,
just
hi-ho,
I know, but they just reminded me of like little dwarfs behind us.
Little dwarfs. These were muscle heads that were taking on this thing. What are you talking about? They were athletes.
Oh. Were
and they were following us.
No, they weren't. They were little kids. They were like
young.
There
was a mix of people there. Let's not get into that. Let's talk more about what happens when they get off trail.
They were following us, and they had these walkie-talkies, and they're like talking to people. Yeah. We're out in this marsh. Like we're getting our new hiking boots all just soggy with this marshland.
We're saying to ourselves, what in the world? Where's the trail? I don't see it. And yeah. Of course, it's because we're off the trail.
And even this guy that was very planned and prepared that had the map.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, I think we're on the wrong path. I said, oh, definitely, you think? And so I see across the way the marker. And so we just start making our way across the marsh and get there. But all these people that we took astray with us, I mean, there's a lesson to be learned there. First of
maybe
all,
that's a different
know
podcast.
Where you're going.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, know where you're going.
Know where you're going and don't just follow anybody.
Okay. Well, there was some real value. I mean, every time I saw another trail marker, I started to realize in life, God gives us certain trail markers, if you will, to make certain that we stay on the right path. I don't want to oversimplify it, but it is pretty simple. You know, God's word is full of trail markers to keep you on the straight and narrow path.
That's true.
That's really all I need to say about that. When it comes to accomplishing your goal, you know, make certain that you're following the trail because God has marked it out for you.
Yeah. And that's in, again, all areas of life, finances, relationship, your health, your well-being. All of it.
So here's the other part of it. And that is in accomplishing any goal, you need support. Yeah. If you try to go, there are times where you feel like I can do this all by myself. And maybe there's a certain amount of satisfaction doing that. But it's so important, in my opinion, to have support, to have those around you who can encourage you and cheer you on and really provide added incentive for you to keep on keeping on. And I'm thinking about, for me, it really was Wendy. Wendy was my buddy up goalmate, my teammate.
I even wore my shirt that you gave me.
Yes,
I'm his adventure buddy.
That's right. If like nobody else was on the trail and I had to do that by myself,
you would do it.
I honestly think that at that one point when we saw the last part of the trail, the boulder climb, I may have said, I've done a lot. I can stop here. But because Wendy was with me and I kind of wanted to show off and make certain that she knew just how wonderful I am
in
conquering these mountains, I kept going. And there were others around us too. You can see there were most of them were hiking in small groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need that.
We do. We do need community. We need one another to encourage us to pick us up when we fall down, which we'll get to that in just a little bit. But I will also say before we even get to that boulder area that we want to talk about, there was a false summit. And I want to bring that up because we're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. We're making great time. Like we're all like puffing out our chest.
Like, man, we were going to set a record on Bierstadt.
And so we're like, gosh,
It's Mount Bierstadt.
Mount Bierstadt, yeah. And so we thought, oh, cool, we're almost there. And so we get to this quasi summit and nope, That was.
And then we had to look up and see. Oh my Lord!
We have a long ways to go.
Way up in the sky is where we got to go.
But how often? I mean, does that even apply with life? We think we've made it. We think we're there, and then another challenge hits, or we accept another challenge, and it takes us to another summit, to another higher ground.
Yeah, good
and
point.
So it's like, okay, we can see this as like, you know, doomsday, like, oh my gosh, I got to keep climbing. Or we can see it as, oh my goodness, there's a higher summit to reach. I can have greater views and I can do greater things and challenge myself a bit more. So
now along the way, in every challenge that you meet and every vision and every goal you're trying to reach, there are going to be obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, duh, right? There's no easy sailing on this deal. You're just not skipping down a path. You've got challenges ahead of you. There are obstacles, and they're going to get in your way. And the question is, what will you do with those obstacles? And when we were facing obstacles on the trail, we took them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been real easy to say, you know what, this thing is just nothing but obstacles, and it's going to stop us from reaching the summit. But instead, you just focus in on the obstacle in front of you, and you make a decision to overcome this obstacle. Now, you know, in our experience from talking about on a trail that had certain areas of the trail that were really pretty tough to navigate, you had to do some real effort to get your legs to a certain place and watch your feet where they were stepping because
of
the boulders. And there were times where you're tempted to say, this is just going to go on and on and on. And then that you lose focus. You have to stay focused on just the obstacle in front of you, not all the others that you don't even know about. So in life, whatever your challenge is, there are going to be obstacles. Take them one at a time. When you conquer that one obstacle, it'll make you feel so good and empower you to conquer the next obstacle.
That's good. I love that.
Well, thank you, Wendy. Now, as you're conquering obstacles and overcoming these obstacles towards your goal, there's likely going to be pain involved.
Yeah, because you're getting outside or needing to get outside of your comfort zone, do things maybe you've never done before.
It's unfamiliar territory.
And so there's a little pain, not just maybe physically, because that happens, or it did for us, but also the mental pain, the anguish. I just did some finance stuff the other day
for that was painful.
Taxes, and that's painful, man. Like, that's like, it's an exercise. It's like, you know, but you keep doing the next step, get the next finance in place. You tally it up anyway, you just keep pressing ahead and you make it work.
And you do your very best to ignore the pain.
Right.
The reality is there is going to be pain involved in you trying to achieve that goal.
So how do you ignore the pain? You enjoy the moment, even though it's painful sometimes. So you give thanks to God. You give, I like on the mountain, I was looking around, and of course, you always see the flowers and I see all the animals, and not that there's a lot of animals way above the tree line there, but I did see a few that I was able to capture on video.
And wait a minute, a few hundred maybe.
Oh, flowers, but I'm talking about the animals.
Okay, yeah.
There wasn't that many.
But your phone camera was going all the time. So, but Wendy's right. When you are experiencing pain, one of the best ways to distract yourself from the pain is to enjoy what there is in that moment.
Yeah.
And for me, I would look back down the mountain and go, oh my gosh, look at how far we've come. Well, that gave me joy. It helped me overcome the pain. It helped me realize you can do this. You just got to keep going. And Wendy, on the other hand, you know, me sitting over on a rock resting for a moment, Wendy's, oh, look at the beautiful flower. And then she's run over here, taking a picture of that. Run over there, taking a picture of that. Taking a picture of the view, taking pictures of me. So she knew how to enjoy the moment in spite of the challenge, the difficulty, the discomfort, and the pain.
Yes.
You mentioned, what do you do next? You just take the next step. You keep pressing forward. Like you mentioned, we reached that false summit. It would have been easy at that point. Call it a day. You just keep pressing forward. Look, you've set the goal. You've made the decision. You've made the commitment. There's no going back. So as difficult, as many obstacles, as much pain as there is, you take the next step towards reaching that goal. No matter what it is, you just keep going. You don't quit. And a lot of that has to do with our self-talk.
It does. It has a lot to do with our self-talk, because it's easy to get into a loop of, oh, I'm never going to make it,
right,
or I'm too tired,
exactly,
or I don't feel like it, or whatever.
Been there, done that, I've done enough.
Yeah, but you know what? Once you get to the real summit, the height of the, I mean, the view, it's so worth it. And I'm telling you, whether, again, in all areas of life, doing the tough stuff is worth the outcome. Mm. And if you will just keep pressing in, keep persevering, the breakthrough is right there for you.
Yeah,
and it's
good.
So worth it. So keep pressing in.
So there's one area that you get to on the mountain, and there's probably about 1/8 or maybe 1/4 of the mountain still left the summit.
Yeah.
But it's all boulders. It's called scrambling. There is no trail anymore. This is, you're on your own. You figure it out. You got to get over this boulder, then that boulder.
And
you
hopefully not fall in between the
boulders. Watch your footing and all of that stuff. So right at the base of that, when I saw how much further we had to go and this incredible boulder field we had to scramble over, I really had to work on my self-talk. Mm. I was talking to me and I was talking to God. God, I really don't know if I can make it.
Well, and let's talk a little bit. Why are you okay with this? Because the altitude.
Yeah.
Okay,
the altitude was high.
The altitude was up there, and so Todd was feeling a little more of the altitude than I was.
I had slight altitude sickness. I had a headache.
And they tell you if you have any of these signs, go down immediately. Yeah, so Todd's like, no way.
No way.
So, you're going to keep pushing through, but it was tough. I mean, you're lightheaded, your balance is off, and I'm like, gosh, there's all these boulders, so I'm worried about you.
I'm worried
about
me.
Please don't fall.
Well, there's 40% less oxygen at 14,000 feet, so you're breathing pretty hard. You do get lightheaded. For me, I had some of these symptoms, but we were close enough, and I figured Wendy's strong enough. If I need some help, we'll get help.
And he knew, he's a man that likes to eat. So he knew that at the top of the summit, we'd be eating our snacks and having our food. So there was a reward.
A very minimal reward. Standing on that summit, looking 360 degrees for miles and miles and miles. That was it. And so we did.
And I saw that little marmot at the very top of the summit. He was begging for food.
Yeah. So we got up to the top and we realized, okay, this was a challenge we met. This was a goal that we achieved. This was a vision that we accomplished. Thank you, Lord. We did. We gave praise to God. Yeah. We celebrated. We enjoyed our little meal. We enjoyed watching the marmot.
Yeah.
Watching others.
Yeah. We were taking pictures of other people and they were taking pictures of us and we were all celebrating. Some people even brought flags, like the Colorado State flag. Yeah. Like they were just all into it. And because it is a big deal when you reach the summit, you have to celebrate. And that's got to be something too, to always celebrate once you hit that victorious place.
Yeah. And it could, for you, that could be what some would say, well, that's not much of a goal. That's kind of a little goal. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Whatever it is that you've overcome, it's important to take a moment to celebrate
in a healthy way
to declare it as a victory.
Right.
Because it'll just fuel you for the next challenge. It'll inspire you maybe to set another goal that is really going to stretch you. That's the whole point of life, going through these kinds of challenges, accomplishing these goals. The process is what matters most. And then celebrating and getting ready for the next one.
That's good.
In fact, when we were about
when's
to descend, well, we'll talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple of ideas, but anyhow, it's time to go back down the mountain. And so I had to face reality in a hurry. I don't know if this was so much on Wendy's mind, but the reality was that I'd rather stay on the summit. Mm. I'm just going to liken this to the experience that Jesus had on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter and John and James, because Peter and John. Anyway, they were there enjoying the moment with Jesus, wanting to stay like forever. Yeah. And Jesus said, we got to go back down.
Bask in it. Yeah.
And coming back down any summit that you've accomplished can be really, really challenging as well. Because now you've got to face certain things that you just have sort of dismissed. And so for many people who have this great accomplishment and they want to stay there, then life, becomes more regular after that. And people can get depressed. People can get physically sick after that.
Yeah,
people
because
can get
your
demotivated.
Your adrenaline has been pumping. You're just kind of, your hormones are all out of whack when you kind of come on the descent of a challenge. Like you can become kind of depressed, even kind of just wanting to kind of hibernate, not be around people. It's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
how that works.
It's true. You want to sort of isolate and just kind of stew in your own stuff. But
yeah,
so for me personally, just coming down the mountain was a lot of lessons as well. It was very, very tricky, and my knees were like toast. I just had meniscus issues with my knees, so they were just taking this beating as we're pounding the joints every step you're going down.
Harder.
And you got to be careful because there are tricky areas where you can easily slip or misstep or trip. And so on the way down, I'm like being extra careful, and I don't like that part of it at all. But it's a reality. Once you summit, you got to go back down.
And again, you were already lightheaded. Your balance was off. Yeah. And so he was drunk or something. Like, it was crazy. I'm trying to catch him. Like, don't fall.
Yeah.
You know, he did fall a couple of times, just picked him up. But
now, thankfully, though, I mean, I thought to myself, look, if you fall and break something.
No, but you ripped your pants. Do you remember that?
I did.
Because rocks.
I knew where to land, too. Land on your butt, not on your face. But at any rate.
But it was scary, actually, for me as well, so you know. But going down is definitely harder.
So the only reason we're bringing that up is because it's kind of a forewarning, because you know the feeling
as
you've accomplished things and it feels so good and you just want to stay there. And it's like, how come this can't just stay like this? Because the reality is life is a whole bunch of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And that trail that you're on is going to take you into some deep, deep valleys. And you've got to be prepared mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for it.
Yeah. Don't forget your walking sticks.
Yeah, that's right. So once you make the descent and you're back on level ground again and things seem to normalize, you just continue to thank God for what he gave you in accomplishing that and all the lessons that you learned. And then you talk to God to find out, so Lord, what's next? Yeah. Is there something you'd like to show me that you want me to go after? Some kind of a goal that you want me to reach for you and for the benefit of others? Is there a vision that you want to implant inside of me? Is there some kind of an accomplishment awaiting me that is going to really stretch me? And I really believe that if we ask God, he will begin to show us. And that way we can go through this whole process again of preparing.
He will, for sure. And one of the ways that the Lord speaks to us is when we journal. So writing out your experience and your feelings and your thoughts and just everything that you went through during your challenge, again, it could be a relationship challenge. It could be financial, a career, a physical challenge, but writing it all out, you will start to see some things that pop off the page, and you'll be able to go back and reflect, and God will speak to your heart in such a way that will allow you to take on that next challenge. Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah. So we haven't talked about our next challenge, and both Wendy and I have our individual challenges and our goals. And I have a few that I'm working on this year, like trying to finish that book on time.
Yeah. We want to read this book. I can't wait.
Yeah. We'll talk about that another time.
I want to go to Machu Picchu.
Yeah. Machu Picchu would be something else.
That would be really good.
So would Everest.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to do Everest?
No. You don't do Everest unless you have a death wish or you're in incredible shape and you're
about
30 years younger.
Kilimanjaro. That's more like it.
I think God will put in front of us some surprises of things that he wants us to summit. And it's like, really? I don't want to do that. And God says, come on, I'm inviting you into a great adventure with me.
Ooh, I'm inviting you into this
So hopefully our little life lessons that we learned climbing the mountain are applicable to whatever challenges, goals, or visions that you have in front of you as a way of just reminding you, you got this.
You can do this.
And by God's strength and grace, you can do all things.
That's right. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All right, friends, be blessed. It was nice to be with you today because we're not normally with you. So thanks. If you enjoy this episode, share it with others. But as always, join us for our past episodes if you've missed any, and be ready for our future guests because we have a lot of good ones coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, we love spending time with you right here on Your Biggest Breakthrough podcast. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. But until then, just head on over to yourbiggestbreakthrough.com where you'll find some free resources and information and a place where you can comment, and we would love to dialogue with you there. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.